I've been at the Marlo 23 years, and it's been a period of extraordinary change, partly in the city, but also in the theatre environment here. I think, first of all, the city, Canterbury, has changed hugely. It felt quite an inward-looking, you know, rather small town feel to it when I came here. So now, Canterbury feels really quite cosmopolitan. It's the English city nearest physically to the continent and France and everything else, of course. And, you know, it does feel that it's almost part of Europe sometimes, I think, as well as being continuing to be this kind of major centre of Christianity, of course, which does give it a very special atmosphere of the time. Now, over those years and all that change, of course, the theatre's changed as well. And when I came here, the old Marlowe, as I'm going to call it on this site, was a converted cinema, and, you know, I think I was able to make it quite successful and started getting good audiences in, which helped justify the building of the new theatre. And it opened in October 2011, and frankly, we haven't looked back since. We just get better every year, I think. To be honest, it's a bit of a wrench. It's a great business to be in the theatre. It's pretty tough to get in, but once you're in and you're any good, you've got a career, and that's what's happened to me. I've never been out of work since I came into theatre, and I think, you know, I've succeeded very well, so I'm very conscious of leaving that behind. But most importantly for me, and what is most, I guess, affecting, is leaving the people. Theatre are, you know, isn't just buildings. Obviously, it's building, it's sets, it's sound systems and all that kind of stuff. But it's also leaving people, and that's going to be a bit of a wrench. But I got to the stage, I'm not getting any younger, and I got to the stage where I thought there's many more interesting developments coming up at the Marlowe. And it's, you know, I'm not sure, you know, if I want to see those through properly, I need to stay another 2 or 3 years. And I don't think I should do that. I think I'd rather, you know, start, you know, slowing down a bit, spending more time with my family, pursuing some of my interests. I've got a lot of books to read, for example, and probably looking at one or two sort of freelance bits and pieces that exist for people like me with the sort of experience I've got.